Well, Centrica Care Navigators invites you to see the extraordinary play Tuesdays with Maury, presented by Waterworks Theater, Wednesday the 24th through Sunday the 28th. And tickets available at centricacare.org or kazoocivic.com for this event. Of course, Tuesdays with Maury, the 25th anniversary edition of Tuesdays with Maury from acclaimed author Mitch Albom, who will be appearing at an exclusive VIP reception and do a Q&A session after the first performance on August 24th. Mitch was with us a couple of weeks ago and is back with us for a few minutes here on WKZO. We appreciate your time this morning. Mitch, how are you?
Nice to talk to you again.
Thanks for being with us. We talked in our last conversation about how this book has become a movie and an off-Broadway play and then a stage production, but it hadn't appeared yet in Michigan. But that's going to change, I believe, tonight, isn't it?
Yeah, it actually opens tonight in Traverse City, and we're doing 6 weeks in six different cities across Michigan. The play has been performed over 20 years. It's been performed over 600 different productions since it came out, including Switzerland and Israel and Japan and China and all that, but it's never been performed in Michigan. And now it's going to tour around the state and coming to Kalamazoo, as you pointed out, at the end of the month.
Outstanding. In Traverse City tonight, I believe it's at that opera house right downtown, isn't it?
Yes, that's right.
That's a fabulous facility, and we're pretty happy about our Civic Theater here in Kalamazoo, where it will be performed a little bit later on. Mitch, transferring the book into a stage production, just judging by having read the book and the way it tells its story, is that a tough transition? Was that a tough transition to make?
Well, it's always a little tough to go from a book to anything. It's hard to go from a book to a movie or a book to a play, but I think in the case of Tuesdays with Maury, the play is actually the best depiction of what really happened, because those who read the book know it's a story of myself and my old college professor, Maury Schwartz, who I rediscovered after 16 years of sort of chasing my own tail in life and ambition, and then saw that he was dying through a Nightline program with Ted Koppel. I happened to see him on TV, and I flew out to see him once and then came back the next week and came back the next week and came back all the Tuesdays that he had left in his life. And we took a last class together in what's really important in life once you know you're going to die. And as he was withering away from Lou Gehrig's disease, he was able to share all these incredible lessons with me. And it really was an intimate thing, me and him, you know, in his room, him unable to move because of Lou Gehrig's disease and me having to sort of carry him around and do all the various things and him talking and me asking questions. So the play is very similar to what actually took place. You know, movies have to have different scenes and different settings and a lot of action and books. You're trying to describe it to people, but a play is right in front of you. So it's a little bit like eavesdropping on what actually took place.
Mitch Albom is with us, author of Tuesdays with Maury, celebrating the 25th anniversary of the book and the performance on the Kalamazoo Civic Stage coming up here later this month here in Kalamazoo. Is it weird to see somebody playing you on the stage?
Yes, it's very weird.
I can say, hey, you didn't get the hair right on this one.
I don't think you ever get used to it. I got used to it with the movie that Oprah Winfrey made. Jack Lemmon played Maury and Hank Azaria played me. Hank Azaria is much better looking than I am. And so in those cases, it's like, yeah, I think I resemble that. But there are other times where you see plays with 600 different productions. You see some people who are tall and blonde playing you, and that's definitely not me, and overweight and different sizes and all that. But you know, what's important is the story, not how close they get to the actual looks of people.
And above and beyond all this, when we talked a couple of weeks ago, you were talking with us from the orphanage in Haiti, and I know philanthropy has been very big for you, and the folks at Centrica Care Navigators have spoken to me about how impressed they are with that and how thankful they are you're involved in this production to their benefit. Where does that come from in your life, Mitch?
Well, honestly, it began with Maury. I mean, I'd love to say that I was charitable and running orphanages and things like that from the time I got out of school, but I wasn't. I was very ambitious and very type A through my 20s and into my 30s. And when I saw Maury and started to visit with him, and he showed me one time he was he was talking to people who came to visit him, and they wanted to cheer him up because, of course, he was dying. But he ended up spending all the time asking them questions about what's going on with them and their love life and their personal life and all that. And he ended up advising them and counseling them. And they went off like, you know, changed. And I said, why did you do that? You're the one who's dying. And, you know, they're coming to empathize and give pity to you. And you're the one who's like giving help to them. And he said, well, why would I want to take pity or feelings like that? Taking makes me feel like I'm dying. Giving makes me feel like I'm living. And I never forgot that. I watched that and I said, wow, you know, if that's what matters in the end, that's what makes you feel alive is helping other people, then it's probably really true when you're healthy enough to really make a difference about it. And I began my first charity that year. And as many people know, I run Say Detroit, a big, big operation here in Detroit that has 9 different charitable operations underneath it. I have an orphanage in Haiti that I'm at every month of my life for the last 12 and a half years. And so I found it to be very true. And it does make me feel alive, like you said, when you're giving to other people.
Well said. Tuesdays with Maury, the theatrical adaptation at the Kalamazoo Civic Theater, Wednesday, August 24th through Sunday, the 28th. Mitch with a VIP reception after the first performance on the 24th. This benefits Centrica Care Navigators here in the Kalamazoo area. Kalamazoo Public Library will have a discussion on the book on August 18th before the theatrical debut hits the Civic Theater stage. And Mitch, do you have another book coming out very soon?
Well, I do next year. My most recent one is called The Stranger in the Lifeboat, which came out last fall.
Okay.
And knock wood, that did very well, and people are still reading it. So that's kind of out there in the marketplace. I have another one called The Little Liar, which will come out next November. Not this November, but
okay.
Next November.
All right. Down the road. We'll look forward to that. Tuesdays with Maury author Mitch Albom with us. He'll be in Kalamazoo for the performances later on this month. And please, you could join us for a few minutes this morning on WKZO. Mitch, take care, and thanks so much again for your time.
Pleasure to talk to you. Look forward to seeing everybody in Kalamazoo.
Very good. Thanks so much.